This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So Donnie, Football Friday, that doesn't mean we won't talk a little baseball, especially with our friend and yours, Mr. Bob Walk. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount. Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, great to have you. Man, there's...
Well, Joe, I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you. All right, let's start there, Bob. We're going to have to start there. I appreciate that. It sounds
No problem.
Sounds like you may have heard the Greg Brown clip. I consider Greg a friend. We don't go out, you know.
Oh, no, I had no idea. I just was getting back from lunch, and Greg called me and said, hey, you go on today, do me a favor, and wish Joe happy birthday. So I said, hey, okay.
Greg said that?
I didn't know. Yeah, he just called and asked me if I'd do that. So I said, yeah, sure, I'll do
that. All right. Well, I want you to help interpret this. You're a very thoughtful man, and Greg and I consider him a friend. The other day, we were talking about, what were we talking about, Limits? What were they talking? Oh, how the Pirates, I think, are closer than people believe.
So, yeah, the starting pitching and stuff, you're talking about that.
Yeah, and then apparently Greg had just said that, and I had said it, I don't know, a couple days before that. So we agree on that. And this is what happened, Bob. Give this a listen. Andrew Filippone jumps in here, and then Mueller. Take a listen.
Starkey said that, and you know how negative he can be, and he did turn 60 today.
He pounded the table, Brownie, and said they're going to have a good rotation next year and that they already have one right now. And, yes, he did turn 60 today.
Well, anyway, I mean, to the point.
Bob, what happened there? Greg couldn't get away from that fast enough.
Well, yeah, he definitely gave you the Greg Brown fake laugh. I've said that a billion times. There's no doubt about that. But, you consider him a friend. I mean, he's like a brother to me. I've sat next to him now for about, I don't know, 35 years, some ridiculous amount of time or whatever. And not once can I ever remember him saying happy birthday to me in those 35 years. So,
okay.
You're not alone. You're not alone. But, that was definitely the Greg Brown fake laugh. There's no doubt about that. I would know that forever.
All right, so maybe like Ron Cook was averse to his own birthday, perhaps Greg is averse to others' birthdays. Just doesn't want to wish people a happy birthday. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. I mean, we've thrown several parties for his birthday over the years, but he just He just walked right by that and didn't give you the time of day. But I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on to the Pirates. You and I have talked Skeens a million times already. That, man, there's two other young arms there, at least two, but two in particular that really intrigue me, Bob. And that's Ashcraft and, of course, Bubba Chandler. Your early impressions of Chandler, and then how about Ashcraft? I mean, I see a spot for him in next year's rotation.
Yeah, the thing with Ashcraft, you can say this, I guess, about every minor leaguer that comes up now, is the lack of innings that they have. They come up here and they really haven't pitched many. Ashcraft has had some injury problems in the minor leagues, which is gone beyond the normal artificial holding people back. He has been held back from throwing a lot of innings because of injury a couple of times. So, you know, I can understand them at this point being reluctant to go out there and throw 100 pitches and give me six innings every night. So they're being very conservative. But I'm with you, and I talked a little bit about this last week that I'm a big believer, and I've said this, my whole career as an announcer, you can never have enough starting pitching. Don't ever think you have enough starting pitching. But with the limited resources that we have, I mean, we're not big spenders. I get that. The one place where I think you can feel a little comfortable, still it can bite you in the rear end. But is you're starting pitching. I mean, we have to go hard on offense. If we would have had, a run-of-the-mill mediocre offense this year, we would have been a .500 team at least, maybe even a little bit better, maybe looking at trying to win a wild card. But the starting rotation was really the only thing that you could lean on all year long, and we lost so many close games and low-scoring games where, just a couple of runs difference would have made a difference. And also, there's been a lot of times this year, and I've been guilty of this, saying, well, we ran the bases poorly tonight. We did this. Oh, we made a bad error. All these things. If you're scoring, four or five runs every single night, you don't notice some of these things. They don't cost you a game. So we don't talk about them for 3 days over the next week,
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I think having a better offense will just make the whole team look a little bit better, because every mistake we have now is like under a microscope all the time. And we talk about it and say, oh, we cost us because we made the last out at third. We didn't know how many outs there were. We took off running and there was one out. There wasn't two. I mean, there's the little things like that. And it makes us look so bad because now we lose that game 2-1 instead of winning it 5-2, and it's a big deal. So I'm with you. If we have to stay pat somewhere, let's roll the dice. Go with the young pitchers on the starting rotation. I think they're looking great, and do what we can to find some offense. I know we're not going to be a lumber company, but we don't have to be. We just have to be better than we've been.
Bob, speaking of the Pirates offense, Noah Hyles, who covers the team for the Post-Gazette, he put out there about a half hour ago that the Pirates have placed Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on outright waivers. Last month, we sit at the trade deadline and expect the Pirates to move on from some veterans, Andrew Heaney, IKF, Tommy Pham. Two of those three guys now pretty much done as Pirates. Does it feel like a bit of a gut punch at all when you think, man, they probably could have gotten at least something for these guys at the trade deadline, and now here we are just getting rid of them for nothing a month later?
You're not going to get anything for Heaney at the trade deadline. There's just no way.
The other guys, I felt like they would have absolutely gotten
some calls. The other two guys, I felt like they had value, but even the value they have is not value where you're going to move the needle in any kind of trade. In fact, you're going to get back, an A-ball left-handed out of the bullpen guy that's maybe a prospect, might be able to help you a couple years later. And then we're going to, you know, sit here and talk about, wow, man, they really didn't do very good there. Look, we, you know, another prospect that's 2 years away. You're not going to get anybody. And I think maybe they were a little surprised like that, about that, and thought, well, we're not just going to give them away, so we'll hold on to them. Now, I think that in Connor Falefa's, I'll be surprised if somebody doesn't pick him up, because he would make a pretty good bench player, I think, on a team that's in the hunt. I would, if I had a place for him as an extra guy, and I was in the hunt, I definitely would pick him up. He can play defense in the infield very well, just about anywhere. You know, he's just a singles hitter, just kind of slaps the ball around. But as an extra guy off the bench, utility player, I mean, that's what you're kind of looking for, somebody like that. So, you know, I think he'll get picked up, but he's not a guy that you're going to trade a whole lot for. You know, that's for sure. And I think that, you know, that's why they weren't moved. You know, at the end, Pham had hit very poorly first half of the season and was starting to really come on. You know, I think if the trading deadline was September 1st, I think Pham would probably be moved, because he's definitely returned to form these last few months of the season here with the bat. Second half of the season, he's been really good. If he would have hit like this in the first half of the season, you know, I think he would have been an easy guy to trade. But that just wasn't the case. And so I don't know, you know, what's going on with him right now. But, you know, he's one of our best offensive players and has been for quite some time. And you throw in the fact, even at an older age, he still plays a really good outfield. So I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, there were no takers for him, but, you know, he just didn't have that track record of hitting well. And you combine that with his age, and, you know, a lot of people were saying, and I'm sure, well, maybe this is it for him. Maybe this is going to be his last year, and we're not going to give anything for him. We'll go another route with somebody else. But, you know, if anybody was saying that, when looking back on it now, maybe they made the wrong decision. But at least I think Connor Falefa is going to go out there and get some type of an offer, and he may be playing some competitive ball games, you know, going down the stretch here.
Bob, we appreciate the time. We'll check in next week around the same time, and if you see Greg, tell him thank you for his happy birthday wish.
I'm going to bury him when I see him. Don't worry about that. I'll be making up. I'll make this sound like way bigger deal. I'll say it's all they've been talking about the whole time you guys have been gone.
Don't worry. Incredible.
I'll make him feel bad for you.
Good. I appreciate that. That's what friends do. Thank you, Bob.
There's that laugh again.
I know.
I just heard it. Yeah.
It's haunting me now.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, that's it. I've heard it so many times.
See you, Bob.
Oh, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Bob, yeah, should we play
Bob?
He's
really good. If you're in person, he'll also give you a leg slap to his knee to emphasize the laugh.
Bob, I think they could replace it when they do the, it's like the old school pirate laugh. They could just replace that with Greg Brown's laugh.
Well,
That would be awesome.
That would be incredible. I also, what would happen, Bob, if we juxtaposed Brownie's fake laugh with your turkey call?
You can have him laughing at my turkey call.
Limits, can you have that? The turkey call followed by the Brown laugh. Is that possible back there? I don't know.
Within the span of about 5 seconds, it is.
All right.
And then our dear friend, Greg Brown, and his laugh. Fascinating.
By the way, you guys never asked how I did turkey hunting.
We did that. You said you weren't very successful that day. You're with
your
son.
Oh, you did ask. Okay, my mistake then. Yeah, it was horrible.
You went.
It was horrible.
Yeah, you went something like 0-7. You had a I don't know. Pick one of these guys that the Pirates.
Yeah, we went for a nice long walk, and that was about it.
Well, yeah, that's a good day.
Made a lot of a lot of real turkey calls. I don't do the turkey calling. He does, obviously. But, yeah, we couldn't get anything to answer us.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob.
All right. You guys take care. Have a good time, and I'll see you around.
See ya. He's the best, isn't he, Donnie?
That was great. I love that he called out the fake Greg Brown laugh.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, you need that to happen from the broadcast partner.
Right. And
like, oh, I've heard that fake laugh a million times.
Yeah, Bob's going to get after him a little bit. Did you know the story of the turkey call?
I did not.
Yeah, do you want to take another listen to that? Just to analyze it a little bit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Go ahead, Limits. If you have it. This is
what...
I mean, if I was a turkey, that would draw me in.
Would it? What part of it would draw you in? I wonder. And then what if they went out turkey hunting and instead of the turkey call, Greg Brown's laugh went out to the turkeys? What happens?
Oh, they're
then,
all going to flock away. They're all going
to
fly
limits
south.
To the turkey, are they drawn in by the brownie fake laugh, or are they repelled by it and leave?
No, oh, I think they're ultimately repelled.
Yeah, I think they hear that and they're flying south.
Even if it's not the winter, Donnie.
All right, we have a quiz show coming up, but first we have a college football weekend. So us three, and I want you guys to agree to this. We haven't spoken about this yet. We're going to predict games, obviously all the local games, okay? Meaning also AFC North games. So every week, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Ravens, Pitt, West Virginia, and Penn State, okay?
Yep.
Everybody agreeable to that?
Agreed.
That will sometimes mean as many as, what, seven games or so? But could be as, you know, fewer than that, depending on who's playing who. We'll pick eight games in all every week, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to start now, believe it or not, with college. There's no need to dive into these deeply, but we're going to do eight games.
I have eight games, or did you want to present eight other games, Joe?
Holy horse milk. You've already done this, Limits?
That's why I'm the son of a young news hound.
Limits doing his homework here.
All right, give us the games. Let's go.
These are all the best games in college football. Well, let's go.
Well, wait a second. Do you have Pitt, Penn State, and West Virginia
on
here? What a man you've become. Let's go.
Oh, you know it.
Donnie, we only have 2 minutes. It's a two-minute drill.
We'll do the local teams last, gentlemen. Let's first start with number one, Texas, at number three, Ohio State. The Buckeyes favored by 1.5, Donnie.
Oh, I'm going to take Ohio State to win this game out of the gate. This is the first big-time game we have Arch Manning as the Texas QB. Give me the Buckeyes at home.
Me too. I think the Buckeyes are better than people think. I think they're going to hammer old Arch Manning. Give me the Buckeyes.
Surprisingly, Clean sweep all around. Ohio State gets it done. Number 8, Alabama, favored by 14.5. That's the tricky number at Florida State.
Man, Alabama's really good. I'm sorry, Donnie. I jumped in your place there.
No, that's fine.
I'm taking Alabama to go on the road. Alabama's going to make the playoff this year, and it's going to start with a statement in week one.
I'm taking them, too. I mean, Florida State was awful last year. I think Alabama, they love to take care of business in week one. I know it's not Saban anymore, but they're going to do more of the same.
Alabama's going to win, but I don't see them getting blown out, and especially because it is week one. Give me Florida State with the points. LSU at number 4, Clemson. 4.5 is the line favoring the Tigers, Donnie. And it's the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, and they're both Death Valley teams as well. I'm going to go with Clemson in a close game. What did you say the spread was there?
4.5 by Clemson.
I'll take them by like 6 points. Clemson, a team, though, earlier, if you were following along, I have them in the national championship game. I'll take them to win this one, but a narrow margin.
This is a sentimental pick for me. I can't stand Brian Kelly. I want him to wake up pounding tables again. So I'm going to go with Clemson to cover here. I hope Brian Kelly fails again.
I think that LSU is going to be able to cover. It's a 3-point game. Clemson wins. Monday night, number 6, Notre Dame is favored by just 2.5 at number 10, Miami, Joe.
Woo! I'm going to take... See, Miami is intriguing to me this season. But I'm going to take Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman to go on the road and cover and win this game, Donnie.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame goes in there. I forget what Austin even said the spread was.
Two and a half.
Okay, yeah, I think Notre Dame goes in and takes care of business. I think it's a 10-plus point win.
All right, fellas, before we get to the local teams, let's do Thursday Night Football to start the season. By the time we meet again, Cowboys-Eagles will have played. The Eagles are favored by 7.5, Donnie.
Oh, I like the Eagles here by 10-plus. I mean, the Cowboys are in a bit of disarray after yesterday. They have some stuff on offense. I think the Eagles cruise in, take care of business easily.
Eagles big limits.
Eagles as well. RMU football is at West Virginia. The spread is 35.5. Jeez, Joe. That's a lot.
38.5
is the number.
I'm going to take Robert Morris to cover. They're only going to lose by 37.5.
Give me Bobby Moe.
Clean sweep the Colonials
by
former stomping grounds.
Down goes Crowley.
Nevada at Penn State. 43.5 is the line, Donnie.
Penn State. I think Penn State, it could be 44-0, and there we go.
It could be a 68.5 point spread, honestly, and I think I'm taking Penn State.
We're all going with Penn State. What about Duquesne at Pitt? 37.5 is the number.
Pitt wins the game with comfort, but put up your Dukes, baby, because the Duquesne Dukes are going to cover that big spread.
Wow. I'm going to take Pitt to cover this. I think they'll win 47 to 10 would only be 37.
That's a Duquesne cover.
Mm-hmm. Put up your Dukes.
I'm taking the Dukes
to cover.
Man. My heart is telling me to pick Duquesne. My mind is telling me to pick Pitt. But this is the time that I'm going to ultimately go with my heart, and this might be the game that cost me at the very end of the season. Give me the Dukes to win it for my friend.
I like that. Did I do the other reads for the first hour limits or no? I can't remember.
No.
I have no memory of this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more.
Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.